The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
As everybody's getting ready to go back to school, some kids are already back in school. Do you remember the first time you got something really cool to go back to school, like a pair of shoes or whatever? Let's talk about it on a Thursday. It's Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
All right. So I thought about this because Automatic told me a story about the first time his dad took him to get a professional haircut.
Well, okay, so it was one of my dad's Las Vegas trips. I don't know. I've talked about this before. My dad would just wake up and be like, hey, you want to go to Vegas? And this time it was just me and him. And I'm like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we'd go stay in downtown Vegas. And I don't know what he would do at night to this day.
We're not here for that.
What happens if Vegas stays there? Stop telling on your pops.
But at this time, I had like some pretty bushy hair. And when I was little, I had really curly hair. So I had like, I had a nice little fro going.
You still got the fro. But anyway. Automatic.
And so he was like, we need to get you a haircut. So he takes me to the bottom of the hotel, and there's like a nice stylist salon there.
Ooh.
And I'm not gonna lie, she was pretty hot. And my dad all of a sudden just busts out $50 for me to get a haircut. And I was like, I remember even telling my dad, I was like, $50 for real, dad? You're gonna spend $50? I'd only ever been to Supercuts.
How did you feel after?
Oh, I felt like $1 million. I felt like a new man.
Yeah, 11 year old.
Enough to where I remember it.
Dude, imagine how his dad felt after visiting the parlor in the back. He probably felt like
a whole new man.
He was like, oh, the $50 ain't nothing, dude.
I really wonder about those Vegas trips.
No, everybody knows what your dad was doing in Vegas.
There's no reason to wonder. We know what it is, boy. No, so shout out to that. And yo, nothing makes you feel better than a brand new haircut. Woo. That's dope. I still remember the time my mom actually was able to go out and buy us all like new pair of jeans.
Oh,
yeah. So
Anthony.
We had multiple pairs of jeans for the first time ever in my life.
Let's go.
And I didn't have to share with my brother. So
I was
going to
say, we all shared clothes.
Yeah, that was, but like by the time I was jealous of my brother at that moment because I knew like by the time he had come to elementary school, he had a plethora of things that I didn't have.
Of course, because your mom had already moved up in the world. I remember the first time my Aunt Sylvia gave me a pair of designer jeans. I always had hand-me-downs. There were times that I would go to school for the entire school year with one pair of pants, maybe two. And she opened that bag and showed me the jeans, and I was just, oh my gosh. Now, she stole the jeans, but that's a whole other show. She was a kleptomaniac. She was
right
rich.
There.
That's another show. But I remember putting them on, and I felt fresh to death. You know what I'm saying? I just felt so good.
It's crazy what a new haircut or some new jeans will do for you.
Man, I'm telling you. Share some of those school memories with us now. Call. The phone lines are open as we give you National Day. Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start off by shouting out all the interns out there. It's National Intern Day.
Hey, by the way, if someone's not paying you, you're gaining experience.
Yes.
The experience that you'll get interning at a place that you want to, in that field you want to work in, is invaluable. Take the opportunity
Sucks
to do
that
it.
Sucks that experience doesn't pay your rent, though.
I know, Automatic. I know.
All right, we also got National Scotch Day. So, you know, if you're not making any money, you can drink some scotch. Probably low-end scotch at that. Interns can't afford scotch.
You're going to be doers.
Take your house plan for a walk day is
that's
a thing.
So weird.
I feel like that's very Gen Z-ish.
I guess you put it in a little basket.
Pick up the pot.
My house plan is 16 years old. It's huge.
10 feet tall. It's not walking anywhere.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Chili Dog Day.
Yes.
Hold on. Wasn't it just National Chili Dog Day the other day?
No, it was Hot Dog Day.
Oh, this and you two fat asses were so happy about chili dogs.
I love chili dogs, bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Intelligence versus looks. Let's have a conversation. And I have a new study, too. Which is really more important when you're choosing a forever partner? I want to have a real convo about this because a friend of mine who works at the radio station said something to me out loud, said that this person thinks they're really hot and are stupid. Literally just said that about a person. And this person said, it annoys me that this individual, because they look good, thinks they could just be stupid.
Well, I don't think they think they could be stupid. They just are stupid.
Yeah, they just don't realize it, Dana. Come on.
They can't just realize that at all, dog.
People ask me all the time, how do you know about this? Because I read. But
were they talking about you?
Are you saying I'm stupid, DJ?
Oh, you just made it sound like they were talking about you.
No, but certain people have asked me, how do you know so much? How do you know so little is my question. How do you not know? How are you not curious? How do you not want to learn? That being said, when you look for a partner, is it intelligence? I've said this before. I'll say it again. Automatic, I think you're fine. I think you're good looking. I do. One of our old co-hosts, he used to think you were really sexy. Anyway,
well, I think
he used
you're
to
sexy
tell me.
Still,
so. See, yeah, Anthony thinks you're sexy. See,
Well, that our old co-host, he
had
liked,
a crush
he
had, on
he
him.
He liked guys. So.
Yeah, he liked
you
guys.
Want more from me or what? Dude?
I mean, if you could put out,
want me to find your bonus?
Anthony, you want your bonus?
You want me to find your bonus hole, dude? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, every time you say bonus hole, I think of hole.
Listen, the more I got to know you, the sexier became. Like I said, I've said this.
I
before.
Think that happens with everybody, both sexes, because the more you get to know somebody, of course, they're going to become more sexy. They're become more
That's
appealing.
That's not true. The more I've gotten to know some people, the less sexy they become.
There are some women who, like, the moment they open their mouth, like, oh God, she's not hot anymore.
Anthony, you've encountered that.
Yes, of course, dude. Everyone has encountered those a few times or not. Especially if you go out to like nightclub stuff. If you're a nightclub person, there's some girls there who've been pretty their whole life, so have never had to rely on intelligence or wit or have to carry a conversation.
I think that's being very stereotypical about a good-looking
person. But it's
true,
though. Beautiful women get paid for. They walk through life like it's a breeze. Life is easier for beautiful women. I'm sorry, it is.
I just told you about the person that said this girl, because she thinks she's hot, thinks she can do whatever she wants, and she's stupid.
And he's probably going to buy her dinner.
He is.
No, he's not. He's not going to buy her dinner. Okay, so when you're looking
for... You don't know men very well.
Yeah, here, put this burger in your mouth. Look good, girl. Be quiet. So let's take this phone call.
We got Karen on line two.
Oh, Karen, what are your thoughts about this? Intelligence versus looks. What's more important, girl?
Looks, definitely. I don't understand why anybody would think intelligence is more important. Look, my son, he is so handsome, and I won't allow him to bring home any ugly girls to this house. It's not happening.
God, wait, hold. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder. What if he chooses a woman who's really smart and maybe not up to your standards?
No, she has to be cute. I'm not introducing my handsome son to someone and then saying, oh, here's my ugly daughter-in-law. It's not happening. No way.
Yeah, respect, dog.
I mean, yeah. They could have ugly kids then, too.
Automatic.
I was just kidding.
So wrong to say something.
No, my
like
son
that.
Is handsome. And I'm beautiful as well. All of my friends, too. I don't even allow ugly people in my circle. Ugly people are not allowed around me.
Damn. That's what's up, dude. I like the support.
Your name really is Karen.
You don't think you're just a little bit full of yourself?
Have you ever heard of the word MILF? Yeah, that's me. And all of the kids at the school, their parents all know it. Like, I'm known to be the hot mom at the school.
Are we sure Karen's not the mom from Mean Girls? I'm the cool mom. No, seriously, that's some of the ugliest things I've ever heard right there. You can't pick and choose who your kids date
she's being
because
honest.
Of their looks.
But she's being honest.
And is she?
When it comes to, like, the school pickup line situation, MILFs, you know, they're the celebrities of the school pickup line.
I
so
want to talk about proven. The statistic that I just read. Thank goodness not everybody agrees with Karen. Even today, studies show that intelligence still wins over looks when choosing a life partner. People want someone who's smart, who they can pass that gene on.
We're all
going to
get
children.
Old and ugly, so you might
Thank
as well have
you,
somebody
you can
talk to.
Thank you.
Okay, in translation, you eventually settle for what you can get.
Wow, Anthony, wow.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Social media got everybody triggered. We're bringing it to the radio now. Hey, in case you missed it, a man refused to give up his seat for a pregnant woman. I'm going to talk about that last. I'll give you in detail what went down. DJ Automatic, what did you find for the people? Hot take from social media.
In case you missed it, my hot take is the Bidens don't deserve to have a dog.
Hi.
Since last October, their dog commander has bit 10 Secret Service agents. And before that, they had another dog named Major, and they had to send him back to Delaware because he had bit a bunch of the agents as well.
What does this say about the agents?
You know, no, what does this say about the Bidens? That they don't trade their dogs. And they can't have their dogs around anybody. If you can't have your dogs around people, then you shouldn't have dogs, period.
Is that your hot take?
That's my hot take.
Well, you got to protect the cocaine in the White House. So that's what they were doing.
Come on, man.
You got to do that, bro.
Is that your hot take, Anthony?
That's my hot snort. I don't know. It's my bark.
Me, I just say that dogs have great intuition when it comes to people. So if they're biting these Secret Service men, what does this say about the Secret Service men? Are they breaking skin? Have they had to go to the hospital?
Some of these guys have had to go to the hospital. One of them ended up in the ER. But the Bidens need to get control of their dogs. I'm sorry. I used to have a German Shepherd, and German Shepherds are aggressive dogs. And if you don't train them well, they will attack people.
My take is that these Secret Service men need to be polygraphed. Because I figure that the dogs know something we don't know. what's your
hot take? From biting dogs to politically correct health professionals, in case you missed it, some health professionals in Sweden want to start referring to vaginas as bonus holes. And this is to avoid offending trans patients and non-binary patients as well, too. And as
bonus hole.
I stand with bonus hole.
I love bonus hole.
I think bonus hole is great. Not to say that I'm, thinking about transitioning, but, I would love to have my own bonus hole.
I just like the name of it. Great branding.
Yeah, dude. Bonus hole, bro.
Both of your hot takes the same?
One bonus hole, one take. That's all we need.
What's crazy? I agree with you. I just want to be able to say bonus hole all day. You get a bonus hole.
I mean, at this point, though, are we just too PC?
How is saying bonus hole PC? Just say it. What does it matter? You're not taking anything away from me as a woman. Here's my hot take. You saying bonus hole doesn't make me less of a woman. If it's going to save a life, if it is what it is, if it's a health care, I don't care. Facts. That's my hot take. And now, in case you missed it, a man refused to give up his bus seat for a pregnant woman. He said to her on the bus, "It's your choice. It's not my fault that you decided to have a baby when you can't afford a car."
Oh. So
he wouldn't stand up and let her sit down.
Did somebody beat him up?
No, DJ, man, nobody beat him up.
Was she pregnant, like with the baby on the
8 months pregnant? She big and she's ready to have it.
And he didn't let her sit down.
No, you didn't let me sit down at church one time when I was pregnant.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm just kidding. We were all standing.
Up praising, so, that's different.
But one time we were in Mass, and I remember I was about 7 to 8 months pregnant, and a man got up from the pew and asked me if I wanted to sit down, and I didn't. I didn't sit down, but it was so nice of him to come up and offer that.
But it is kind of on her, bro. Like, if you've ever rode the bus, like, really rode the bus and had to be dependent
on it? In the middle of the summer?
Dog, listen, bro, I don't know you. You lady, I'm saying I gotta give up a seat for two. Nah, bro.
We just talked about bonus hole. This man could be pregnant for all we know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF story begins with a man from Kentucky who shot his roommate over a Hot Pocket.
Oh,
what the fuck?
So this man was arrested after firing shots at his roommate because he says to the police, "He ain't all the food, and I paid for it." The victim, Mr. Bryce Williams, told police, "It was the last Hot Pocket, but I was hungry. And when I realized that my roommate had a gun, I turned around and ran, and that's when he shot me in the buttocks."
Oh.
Is he the victim here, or is it his roommate who didn't get his Hot Pocket?
I'd be pissed about my last Hot Pocket.
After a 12-hour shift, dog, and you come home, no Hot Pocket?
It reminds me of why I don't have roommates, or why, well, obviously I'm married. Not to DJ Automatic, but I only had one set of roommates because there was no respect. They ate everything. They party all night. Now Automatic eats all the food and doesn't leave us anything, but at least he's paying for it.
Question for you, Dana. At that time, you were a little bit heftier, correct? So you were a little bit more passionate about food? You'd probably smoke some food too over a Hot Pocket, dude.
You know what? I was a little chubby.
Dana, take out her little 22.
I was chubby. Maybe that's why I wasn't partying all night. I didn't have anybody to invite over to the house. Anyway, whatever.
Well, these guys in Florida are probably going to want a Hot Pocket after they find what washed up on the beach. And I'm not talking about seaweed. I'm talking about marijuana.
Oh.
Real marijuana?
Bales. I'm talking bunches, like pounds at a time, are washing up on the beach in Neptune Beach, Florida.
What?
So obviously this has to be something that was on a ship that was transporting illegal drugs. Maybe here comes the
They
know,
say
the
it's
Coast
not
Guard.
Rare for this to happen, so I don't know why I've never been to Neptune Beach.
Yeah, why are we not there right now, dude? This is a gift from God, my friends.
Because social media is talking about it now.
The cops are trying to get people to not come down here and pick up the bales because they say the weed is moldy.
Too late. I'm already on my way, fool. All right, well, if you did not get the free seaweed, don't worry, all right? You're not having as bad of a day as my man, Tembu Ibre, who is an influencer from Nigeria who wanted to obtain a new Guinness World Record for crime for 7 days straight. That was his goal, right? But unfortunately for my man, on the fifth day, he went temporarily blind for 45 minutes due to this attempt at crying so much. Dude, his eyes just welted up, dog.
I didn't even know you could go blind from crying, but the other thing, you know, the Guinness Book of World Record people have to be there with you. So this guy watched this guy cry for 5 straight.
This just reminds me of the song, "Llorar, Llorar," and he didn't even make it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, what song
I have
is
no
that?
Idea what yeah, song you're talking about.
Oh, it's Cry, Cry in Spanish.
Oh, there we go. Come on, man. Ja, ja, ja.
Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be back with more coming up here on the radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B and Offset marriage rumored to be in trouble. We finally have an answer. I'm going to play some audio from Offset right now. This story and more is the best gossip at the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Man, someone near dear to our heart, may he rest in power. On this day in 1985, the legendary Young Dolph was born.
Foes on the Mercedes, that's major. Whole gang going crazy, that's major.
R.I.P.
Yes. And we also got Triple H celebrating his birthday. We'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, let's start off talking about Ariana Grande. She is dating Ethan Slater. Now, both these people are married. She's in the process of legally separating from Dalton Gomez, her husband. He is in the process of also separating from his wife, who is very angry and speaking openly about it. Their son's not even one. He'll be one next month.
Damn.
Make it past the 1 year point? Damn.
I get it. When you're in love, you're in love. I just think that sometimes you can go about things in a more meaningful way.
Damn, yeah, dog.
You're married. Take your time. You know, do it right. Am I wrong to feel that way?
No, and I don't think this is a good look for Ariana Grande's career because her fans, for the most part, are women, and women aren't going to support this.
You know who this is a win for? Is the little baby. Because now, potentially, your stepmom, who has a bunch of guilt built up in her, is Ariana Grande. So imagine just all the gifts she's going to shower you with.
Awesome.
Dude, that's going to be so sweet, dog.
All right, now we're going to talk about another diva in the music game, Doja Cat. She's sending some controversial messages to her fans. You know, she has a new project coming, and according to reports, even one of our friends was visiting with her last week, it's all hip-hop. Right, she's doing all hip-hop, very talented woman.
But when we say hip-hop, we're talking like backpacker, boom, yeah, bap, yeah, yeah. Hip-hop.
But her fans are like, what are you doing? You know, we're your kittens. And then she claps back with kittens. That's the name I gave you when I was an alcoholic teenager. I don't care if you don't like what I'm doing.
She lost 250,000 followers after she posted that.
Do you think she cares?
No, obviously not. I think she wants people to respect her as a rapper. She doesn't care about the pop stuff.
Damn, that's cool that you could be that talented of a musician and artist to just be like, I don't care about you guys, and people still want it.
She's that good.
Yeah.
I want it. All right, and then finally, Jamie Lee Curtis, she is the queen of the Scream movies, sat down with Offset. You know, his new album is dropping on Friday. It's called Rocket Power, dedicated to the late Takeoff. And they reenacted an old interview that James Brown did to promote his album in the 80s. And of course, she had to ask about the drama between Offset and Cardi B.
Your fans are really, really concerned, talking a lot about this drama between you and your beautiful wife, Cardi B. Wow. You know how to evade an answer like the best of them.
I'm out on love. I told you I'm out on love.
Anthony A., you called it. The minute that these rumors about the marriage being off, you said that's Offset promoting his album. There's nothing going on.
I'm just surprised Jamie Lee Curtis randomly got this call. What does she have to do with Offset? I don't get it, dude.
How does he even know who she is?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite rappers got a new snack. We're going to tell you about it inside Food News. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. Thursday is officially Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
We have to start this hashtag with the congressional UFO hearings. Ooh. If you ever doubted that there have been aliens here on this planet, doubt no more. Here's an excerpt what happened yesterday.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
He said non-human bodies from a crash, from a UFO, unidentified flying object.
I'm telling you, I saw UFOs in Tucson, in the sky. I saw it with other people. I was doing no drugs, no alcohol. I thought for a very long time that UFOs were real.
Were you scared, Automatic? Seriously.
I was not scared, but I was more like...
You weren't scared to get probed?
Well, now that you put it that way, come on.
All right, DJ Automatic, Food News.
He's already got a wine line. It's called 19 Crimes. He's got a record label. You might have heard of it, Death Row Records. Now Snoop Dogg has his own ice cream collection.
Nice. Ice cream.
Yep. It's called Dr. Bombay's, and he's got 7 new flavors. One's called Bonus Track Brownie, Cocoa Cream Cookie Dream, Iced Out Orange Cream, Rolling in the Dough, S'more Vibes, Syrupy Waffle Sundaes, and Tropical Sherbet Swizzle.
And I know when all the Snoop Dogg fans are going to be eating the ice cream.
Yeah, I'm jumping. Right,
I know what I'm going to be eating.
At 4:21.
Yeah, dude, right after we use our Snoop Dogg Bic lighters. I really like those lighters, too.
He's the greatest endorser of all time.
He and Martha Stewart have like a pan line now, too. I'm like, I'm cooking with Snoop. I'm eating his ice cream. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Chili Dog Day.
Hey.
Ooh, yes,
dude. I love a good chili dog, bro.
Other than mine.
You get too excited about chili dogs.
I love chili dogs,
other
dude.
Than mine, I love a Sonic chili dog.
You both get too excited about chili dogs.
Wiener schnitzel. Come on.
My mom used to make them with that canned chili, too, bro. Them old ratchet ones, too.
It's good. I'm sorry. Put a little mustard on there. Let's go.
And we also got National Intern Day. So shout out to all the interns gaining that experience.
Hard work. Hard work.
Keep doing it. And let's go to wrap it up on National Chicken Fingers Day.
Shout out to chicken tenders, because when in doubt, no matter where you are, everyone has chicken tenders on the menu.
When in doubt, go to Cane's. They got the best chicken tenders.
Okay, all right. Dude, you want to wait in that line like that, dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, Wendy's
with that little special sauce, I had some last night. Delicious.
Chick-fil-A got some good chicken tenders. And let's just shout out the McNugget. I know it's not a tender, but it's always good. All right, now we're going to get ready for the Daily Dirt. We're going to talk about Doja Cat. I'm a huge fan. I love her short hair. I love her new tattoos. But there's something she's doing that's got her fans pissed off. We'll talk about it before the top of the hour. The best gossip is only right here. Hold up. Hottest hashtags brought to you by Kohl's.